chutz mi b'shvua. You're allowed to make any type of a neder, like to stop these people from stealing from you, but not a shvua. Since a shvua is more chomer, like we had before, the pasuk says, lo yinakir, Hashem will not forgive you. Therefore, b'sham holds you're not allowed to make a shvua in such a manner, like you're swearing it's al truma, and really it's not. Beisil says no, af b'shvua. Even a shvua, you're allowed to swear in these cases, like to stop them from stealing from you. Now another machlokes is beisham ayimrim lo yiftach lo b'neder. You're not allowed to start to make a neder to them. In other words, when they come to steal from you, you're allowed to tell them, listen, this is truma, you're wasting your time. Now if they believe you, very good. But if they ask you to make a neder to prove it, then you're allowed to make a neder. If they say, well, we don't trust you, let's see you make a neder to us all the fruits on the world on you, if it's really not truma. So if they ask you, then you're allowed to make the neder. But Veshamai holds lo yiftach. You should not on your own start right away off by making a neder. Beisil says no. Af yiftach loy. You're even allowed to start now in making a neder. You're allowed to right away tell them you should know this is truma, and I really mean it. I'll prove it to you that I'll even make a neder that all the fruits of the world should be yasa to me if it's not truma. Now another machlekes is that Beishamai Omrim Beishamai holds Bameh Shehu Madiroi. You're only allowed to make the neder for exactly what they ask you to. We'll soon see what the case is. Well, Beisilu Omrim Beisilu says no. Af Bameh Sheinu Madiroi. Even on something what they don't ask you for, also you're allowed to make this neder. Ketzad, what's the machlekes? What's the case? Omar Loi, if they said to you that, Omar, we want to hear you make such a neder. In other words, you told these robbers that this is truma, and they don't believe you. They said, let's hear you make a neder. And they tell you, this is the type of a neder we want you to make. We want you to make a neder that kainem ishti nenesli, make a neder that your wife cannot have any enjoyment from you. That's what, if these fruits are not really truma, that's what they wanted you to do. Now, the Omar, you on your own, go and add and say, that I'll prove it to you that I'll make a neder that not only my wife should be also, but even my children cannot have any enjoyment from me, and this is not really truma. So Beishamai holds, you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to say more than they want you to. And Beisil holds, yes, you're allowed to. So therefore, in the case that you said more than they wanted, Beishamai holds, Ishtoi muteris. You should know your wife is mutter. She's allowed to have enjoyment from you. We said that's called Nidru Einsin. You didn't really mean it. It's mutter. But Ubon of Asurin, on your children, you weren't forced. You didn't have to say it. The fact you made a neder to ask your children cannot have any enjoyment from you. But Ubeisilu Loimrim, Beisilu says no. Eilu v'yelu mutarin. Beisilu says both are mutter. Even though you didn't have to make this neder upon your children, but you did it for the purpose to prove a point, to show them that you really mean business, it's really shel truma, and the reason why you're doing it is because you wanted to save it, they shouldn't steal it from you. That's also called like nidru yonsin, that we believe you that you did not really mean to make the iser like more than one day, and therefore lomaiser, even your children are also mutter to have enjoyment from you after the one day. Now the Gemara says, the Gemara asked the Kasha in our Mishnah. Like one case is that a person is coming to collect taxes, so we say you're allowed to lie to him and tell him the fruit is truma, that he cannot take it away. So the question is why? Why you're allowed to lie? I've Omar Shmuel. Shmuel holds that the locher is dina de malchusa dina. When the king says something, a din of the melech has a loch of a din. And even by malchusakam, when a guy makes a din, if the king says you have to pay taxes, that's the law, you have to pay taxes. You're not allowed to free yourself, you're not allowed to steal, you can't rob from them. You have to pay the taxes. So if it's over here, how could the Gemara say, when the tax collector comes, you're allowed to lie to him to save your property, your fruit? Why? The chur, you have a chiv to pay the taxes, you shouldn't be allowed to save yourself. So this the Gemara says, Omar Rav Chinuno, Omar Rav Kan, Omar Shmuel, b'mucha shein l'kitzva. We're talking about a type of a tax that has no limit to it. So such a tax is not really a tax that the king put on. Like Ruran says, Rechivin Shekein Lav Dinhu. That's not called a din. Elecham Sanus, it's like the Gazlonis. It's like they're coming to steal you, to rob from you. So since that's not called din, the Machus Adin, like the king did not make such a tax, therefore you're allowed to gyptim. Bechlal, we're not talking about bechlal, a tax that the king made. We're talking about a tax that the tax collector made up. So here there's no din of the machus adina. He's stopped coming to rob from you. Therefore, you're allowed to save yourself. And you're allowed to say that these fruits are truma, even though they're not, just to save it, that he should not steal it, take it away from you. Right, then the next case of the Mishnah is Shehen Shabbos HaMelech. Now the Gemara asks, what was the case of the Mishnah? How did you really make the neder? Is Omer Rabbi Amram Omer Rav? Be Omer, the person says like this, that Yasru Perosailum Olai, all the fruits of the world should be Yasar on me. If it's not really the way I'm saying that this fruit does not really belong to the king, this is the way the person made the neder. So Gemara asks the Kasha, Kivon Dioma Yasru. Since he said this loshen, like he said, so l'chura that means he means to make it osel olam. So if so, it should be osel olam then. The fruit should be osel. If he makes this neder, so, and really the fruit that he's saying is not truma. So he's saying if these fruits are not truma, all the peris of the world should be osel to mili olam. So I was asking Nakasha, since he speaks out the pear, this loshen of a neder, even though it's a type of a nidri einsin, but it should not be enough to go against exactly what you spoke out the pear. Since in your mouth you spoke out clearly, you mean to ask for all the fruits on you, how could it be mutter? So Gemara says, Bo'imer hayoim, that the person said, no, he only means to make all the fruits in the world also to him, only today, but not tomorrow, not from then on. So Gemara asks, Idi yomer hayoim, if he spoke out clearly, that the nether should only be for one day, is lo'im akabu minei muchas, then the tax collector, or whoever here, the ganef, or the hurricane, or the haramim, they won't accept what he's saying, and they'll see clearly you're a phony, that really it's not truma, and you're only making this nether just for one day. So how does that help? So Gemara says the case is that po'imer belibay hayoim, that in his lave, in his heart, he means only to make this nether for one day. But umoytsei v'svasa stam, what he spoke out from his mouth was stam. He's saying that all the peris of the world should be yasser on me. If this fruit is not truma. That's what he said. He said it's stam. He did not say for how long. Even though usually we hold that dvorim shebleiv, things that you think in your mind, are einem dvorim is no good. If you speak out something, and from the language that you said, we understand one way. You're not believed that in your heart you meant something else. That's usually, but over here the chiddush is legabi einsin shani. Since over here we know the situation, we know that you are a little bit forced, that these people came to rob from you. So therefore, this svar of einsin helps only in this amount. That if you spoke out the lashon of stam, that all the fruits of the world should be yasser upon you, but you didn't say for how long. So therefore, we believe you when you said that in your mind you only meant to make the yasser for one day. But like before, if you would have spoken out clearly, you mean to asser all the fruits on the world on you for loilam, then you would not be believed, even though it's a type of an oinus here to say you didn't mean it. Because what you speak out clearly, your lave, what's in your mind, can't go against it. But over here, it's not called you spoke it out clearly, because you only said stam. You said the parish should be usser on you. You did not say exactly for how long. See, even though usually when you say this type of a lashon, we take on, you mean loylam, you mean forever. But over here, since there's no innocence involved, we believe you then when you tell us that in your heart you really meant only to make the neder for one day. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah, so we believe you when you tell us in your lave that you only meant to make this neder for one day and not for more. Then the Mishnah said, "Machloekas that beishamim beshilol that beishamim b'akol or beishamim b'mashu madiroi beshiloyim af b'sheinu madiroi." Kate said, "This is all part of the Mishnah that Amal akrein the Mishnah nenesli v'yom akrein the Mishnah yubonai nenemli beishamim ishtoy mutaros ubonav asurin who beshiloyim no elu v'elu mutarin." This is what's said in the Mishnah. This is the machloekas between beishamim beshilol, whether you let him make the neder, whether you can make the neder more what they told you or not. Now the Gemara brings down a brayse that says like this: Omer Rav Huna, Tana, we learned in a brayse like this that by Shamay Omrim Lo Yifchas Lo Bishvua, you're not allowed to start off with a shvua. Or by Silul Omrim Af Yiftach Lo Bishvua, you're even allowed to start off with a shvua. Now, the Havamin of the Gemara right now is Yiftach Loi means Nageyat HaWa Mishnah. That in the case of these type of an einsin by a horgin or haram or muhsin, so that's the machlokes that Beishami says you should not start off making a shvua to them, and Beisilu says you even allowed to start off making a shvua. That's where Rav Huna learned in a brisa. So in this we're making a diik now. Le Beishami, even according to Beishami, it's mashma b'shvua hu de lo yiftach loy. It's only that you should not start off first swearing to them with a shvua. But first it's mashma ho b'neder yiftach loy. But just to make a neder, even before they ask you to make a neder for them, you on your own are allowed to make a neder for them. And the chur, that's not like it says in our Mishnah. So Gemara asks, we learned in our Mishnah, not like that. In our Mishnah it says that Beishamai, Omer Beishamai says, lo yiftach loy b'neder. You're not allowed to start off making a neder for them. You should not tell them right away, listen, don't take this, don't steal this, this is truma. And I'll even make a neder that everything should be yasa to me if it's not truma. Beishami says you're not supposed to do that. But just tell them that it's truma. If they don't believe you and they want you to swear, then you're allowed to make the neder for them. Now another diik is that b'neder, Beishami lo yiftach lo b'neder. Now v'su, another diik is, miftachu de lo yiftach lo b'shvua. From this price it's mashma that according to the Beishami, you're just not supposed to start off making a shvua. But homeidar nodeh v'shvua, but mashm, if they ask you to make a shvua to them, that this fruit is really truma, you're allowed to. And that's what's mashma from this brisa. And that's not like our Mishnah again. For your Tanan and our Mishnah, we learn not like that. For your Tanan and our Mishnah, we learned that Beishamai Omrim, Ba'akol Noidrin Chutz Mim v'shvua, you're allowed to make any type of a neder, but not a shvua. Mashm, any shvua at all, you're not allowed to make. And here in the bright, it's mashma, just you should not start off making the shvua. But if they ask you to make the shvua, mashma, you are allowed to. So more answers like this. The first teretz is, tono mas nisin, v'neder lodiach ha-koyach ha-beshamay. Maybe there's no stira. Our Mishnah says what? Lo yiftach lo b'neder. It only says the word of a neder and not of a shvua, because it wants to teach us the chiddush in Beishamay. That what, that even by a neder, where it's not so chomer, still Beishamai says you're not allowed to start off. Only if they ask you to make a neder, but you should not make the neder on your own. Now, Tona Breiser, the Chiddush of the Breiser is, Beishavua, Leodicha Koichin the Beisilol. The Breiser says that you're not supposed to start off making a Shavua. That's what it says in Beishamai. Now, the Chiddush is, according to Beisilol, that according to Beisilol, you're even allowed to start off making a Shavua. That's why the Braisa says that according to Beishamai, you could not start off making a shvua. But the reason why it says it that way, not to imply that if they ask you, you could make a shvua, or to imply that for a neder, you're allowed to start off. It could be according to Beishamai, all these things are awesome. You're not allowed to start off with a shvua, and you're not allowed to end off with a shvua. And the same thing, you're not allowed to start off with a neder either. So why does the Braisa pick on the case that Beishamai says, you're not supposed to start off making a shvua? I'll tell you, it's only for the Diyak to teach us that according to Beis Hillel, you're even allowed to start off with a Shavua. Because this much we don't see from our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we only see that you're allowed to start off making a Neder, but we don't see you're allowed to start off making a Shavua. So that's the Chiddush of the Braisa, that you're even allowed to start off to make a Shavua. But I'll tell you, there's no theory our Braisa and our Mishnah. The Braisa also agrees, could be according to Beis Shammai, that you're not allowed to make a Shavua at all. And the same thing in Neder also, you're not allowed to start off. This is one shot. Ravashi, Yom Ravashi says like this, Hochi Ketoni, you know what this Braisa means? The Braisa means something else altogether. That the Braisa says, Rav Huna brought down a Braisa that says, Beisharmai Omrim, Lo Yiftach Lo B'Shvua. You know what the Braisa means? Nothing to do with our Mishnah. But it's a new halacha, that Beisharmai Omrim Ein Shaila B'Shvua. It's talking about if somebody made a Shvua, so the Shaila is now, if you have Charoto, can you go to a chacham to be matar a shvua? That's what Beishami means. Beishami yomim lo yiftach lo b'shvua means there's no shaila. We can't go to a chacham to be matar a shvua. By shvuas there's no halacha of HaTorah. There's only HaTorah by HaTorah's Nedorim, not by HaTorah's Erba Shvua. And Beisilu loimrim, Beisilu says no, and halacha is like Beisilu, that Beisilu loimrim yesh shaila b'shvua. Even if a person made a shvua that's chomer, still you're allowed to go to a chacham, and a chacham could be matter the shvua. There's such a lock of Hatoras Shvua also. That's the way we hold La Halacha. So this Bechal, there's no stira from the Brisa Tal Mishnah. The Brisa Bechal is talking about a different Halacha altogether. Now the Mishnah says like this. If somebody says, Hare Netiyas Ha'elu Korban. Somebody has Netiyas, means young things that are growing, a young tree, a young orchard. You say you want these Netiyas to become like a Korban. The Hura Korban, you mean, to put an Isser Hegdish upon it. Like the Ran says, Kleima, the Kedusha Chalaleim, Achatzrichas Pidyon, until you even have to have a Pidyon. And the Pasha, we'll see in the Gemara, it's a Machlekes. One man the Yomis says, you mean to put the Kedusha's Dhamim on these things. That it should have a Kedusha for its Dhamim. That whoever is Poydiris, the money goes to Hegdish, and the Chaypis becomes Muta. So somebody says, like a Lushan of a Neder, to Herenatius Elu Korbin, Im Einam Niktsosais. If they're not cut down today, then it should have a kedusha of kedushas damim of a korban on it. Or else somebody says talis zu korban. He has a talis and he wants to put the kedushas damim of the korban upon this talis. It remains on this refus if it's not burnt up. So the Mishnah says it's taka chal the kedusha, and therefore yesh lem pidyon. You should know if somebody comes and is poydirit, like gives the money to the gizbar, so then the chayfetz becomes mutter to them, and just the money remains kaddish. But what about somebody says like this, Hare netiyas ha'elu korban. You're saying clearly you want these young growing things to become a korban, achi yiktsu, up until they're cut down. In other words, kol zaman they're growing, you want it to have a kedushas damim on it, you want it to have a kedushas of a korban, means a kedushas damim. Or else you say, talis zu korban. This talis should have the kedusha of the korban on it, the kedusha's damim of the korban. Ad shetisroif, up until it's burnt. It means, kol zaman it's here, it's not burnt, it should have the kedusha's korban on it. Then the Mishnah says,